Immediately after the final results were announced, Felipe Calderon came before supporters and television cameras to speak to the nation about his willingness to promote reconciliation. He said that as a result of the election, Mexicans had chosen him to be the next president of the country. But he also recognized that in a race against four other candidates, he had won by a thin margin, winning just over one-third of the votes cast. Given the abstention rate of 40%, his actual support could be far lower. With this in mind, Calderon called for a coalition government and said he would include members of rival parties in his cabinet. His party, the conservative pro-business National Action Party, known as the PAN, will enjoy a plurality in the new Congress, but will be far short of the votes needed to pass programs. In an interview on Mexico's Televisa network, Calderon said he was open to making deals. He said he would consider offering cabinet positions to other parties in exchange for their votes in Congress to pass reforms that Mexico desperately needs. Calderon wants to enact fiscal reform, energy reform, and judicial reform in an effort to modernize the country and make Mexico more competitive in a global economy. President Vicente Fox, who will pass the presidential sash to Calderon in December if challenges to the vote are not successful, tried to pass similar reforms but was blocked by opposition parties in the Congress. One of the parties most hostile to the PAN's free market policies is the Leftist Party of the Democratic Revolution, or PRD, whose presidential candidate, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, lost by a thin margin to Calderón in the final count. He has rejected the results and will challenge them in the Electoral Tribunal, which has until August 31st to make a decision. Even if this effort ultimately fails, the bad blood produced by the dispute could make reconciliation with the PAN problematic. Mexico is a country of great divisions, where forming a consensus on any course of action often involves spirited fights between people whose worldviews are completely opposite. One of the people protesting the election results is Gustavo Ortega Bravo, coordinator of the Movimiento Aquí Estamos, or Here We Are movement. Speaking to VOA at a protest in front of the Electoral Institute, he rejected what he said was a fraudulent election. He said this is more than politics. It's a clash between two proposals, that of the neoliberal or free market, free trade policies of the PAN and the López Obrador vision of a more equitable society in which the riches now enjoyed by a few hundred families would be shared with the poor. But such words and such protests frighten many Mexicans, even among the poor, a good portion of whom voted for Calderón in spite of the promises from López Obrador to improve their lot. Street sweeper Manuel is one of the working-class people who voted PAN. He says he voted PAN even though López Obrador might have increased his pay because he worried that the fiery populist would shake up the economy and cause another devaluation of the Mexican peso. The economic stability of the Fox government was a big factor in helping Calderón win. The current government has produced around 4% annual growth and helped build a larger middle class in which young people can more easily buy a house and purchase goods from other countries at lower prices than existed here before free trade. An analysis of the vote shows that Calderón won heavily in the northern states, where the PAN has always had its strongest support, and the PRD captured most of the central and southern states. This geographic split could be a serious problem for Mexico if any strife develops in the south over the perception that the election was fraudulent. López Obrador is demanding that the Electoral Tribunal order a vote-by-vote recount. Whether the seven judges on the tribunal will opt for such a lengthy and costly procedure is far from certain, but anything less could provide support for those who think there was some manipulation of results. Felipe Calderón plans to begin forming his transition team Monday, but the legal challenges hanging over the political scene could delay his efforts to promote reconciliation. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Mexico City.